Today is Good Friday. Today's Roman station is Santa Croce in Gerusalemme. We were here on the fourth Sunday of Lent, but today's visit is special because of the presence here of the relics of the Passion. St. John Henry Newman wrote of this church, "This basilica is so called because St. Helena not only brought the true cross there, but earth from Mount Calvary on which the chapel or the altar there is built. Thus, if there be a center of the church, we shall be there when we are on earth from Jerusalem in the midst of Rome." When Helena went to the Holy Land to visit sites of the Passion and Death of the Lord, on the 2nd of May in 326, she found the cross which had been buried. There is a moving fictional account of the finding of the cross in Evelyn Waugh's novel Helena. The relics of the cross and Passion that she brought back to Rome are kept at this church, built into the Caesarian palace that dated to the 2nd century. Pope Urban VIII broke the large piece of wood and had part of it brought to the Vatican Basilica, where it is kept in a chapel above the heroic statue of St. Helena across from the main altar. At Santa Croce, you found also the nails of the crucifixion, thorns of Christ's thorny crown, a piece of the cross of the good thief, a finger of St. Thomas, and the titulus, or sign, that hung above the Lord's head. This ancient wooden sign was rediscovered in 1492, tucked into a secret niche behind a brick in the basilica's great triumphal arch. St. Jerome wrote, "By devoutly respecting the instruments of Christ's Passion, we profess our faith in him who suffered for us. We excite our hope in his merit and enkindle his love in our breasts, and renew the grateful remembrance of his death." From Lenten Reflections from A Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. From Hebrews 9, verse 12, "He entered once for all into the holy place, taking not the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption." The main theme of Hebrews is the priesthood of Jesus, particularly as it relates to his once-for-all sacrifice. Unlike the Jewish priests in the Old Covenant, Jesus doesn't make daily offerings of distinct sacrificial victims. On the other hand, as our high priest, Jesus must have something to offer as a sacrifice on our behalf. Contrary to Jesus' once-for-all sacrifice being exclusively past, this clearly implies that Jesus' sacrifice, precisely because of its once-for-all character, has become the one perfect offering that he continually presents in heaven. In other words, it's never-ending. That's why the Church calls it a perpetual sacrifice. As one of my teachers put it, "How can you repeat that which never ends?" Jesus is no longer bleeding, suffering, or dying. Rather, he is enthroned in heaven, with his resurrected body and with our glorified humanity, which he, as our older brother, high priest, and king, offers to the Father. It is precisely in this manner that the Father beholds this perfect and perpetual offering in the living body of his Son. The once-for-all character of Jesus' sacrifice points to the perfection and perpetuity of his self-offering. It can be represented upon our altars in the Eucharist by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that through him we continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. Questions. As a follower of Jesus, what qualities do I need to embrace? How can I make sure that I stay close to him, not forsaking my faith when I am discouraged? Lord Jesus, you are priest, prophet, and king. You are the Messiah, the Son of God, and the Lamb of God. You are all these things and more to fulfill all the promises made by the Father. Let me continually praise you for your sacrifice.